This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2020 Gemini Full Moon Lunar Eclipse. The full moon takes place on November 30th, 2020, at 1:29 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:29 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 8 degrees Gemini 38 minutes, 8 degrees Sagittarius 38 minutes. We've come to a turning point in how we take in and send out information. This month's Gemini full moon is a lunar eclipse that has us revisiting and releasing much that goes in and out of our minds and mouths. This is the second in the current family of eclipses, which began with June's Sagittarius full moon lunar eclipse. The Gemini-Sagittarius axis deals with information and what we do with it, words, ideas, distribution vehicles like schooling, social media, and news outlets, systems of thinking such as belief systems, life outlooks, and laws. This eclipse family last occurred from late summer 2002 to late summer 2004 and will be with us through 2021. Our relationship to its areas of influence have wildly changed since the last time this eclipse family was active, with so much of existence and of the exchange of information having moved online. Recent years have demonstrated that words carry energy and can indeed harm, despite the old saying about sticks and stones. That is in play now. Although Gemini is an intellectual sign, it can certainly stir emotions at a full moon. That is exponentially so at a lunar eclipse, which hits like a full moon on steroids. This one is extremely loud, with everyone having something to say, and so much of what flies around stirs hearts and not-so-rational places in our beings. It bears stressing. You cannot and will not change anyone's mind by what you say. You can, however, choose to engage or not. Think twice before responding to any bit of conversation or social media post that sets you off. And don't be surprised if your words trigger backlash you didn't intend or foresee. Instead, expect game-changing revelations, departures, endings, and quick changes in how you think and, above all, feel. This eclipse is bringing thunderclaps and lightning strikes, with the landscape vastly different when the air clears. The atmosphere in the U.S. will be especially charged because the eclipse is happening directly on volatile, liberating Uranus in the July 4th, 1776 chart. Your relationship to ideas is undergoing profound and permanent change. For some, this means saying goodbye to certain social media platforms or information sources. For some, this means jettisoning specific words and labels as well as certain stories that you have been telling yourself. For some, this means closing the door on certain people or watching them depart and letting go of pastimes that no longer fit in your current experience of life. All the developments, all the dramas, all the departures tie into the deconstruction of our foundations and previous ways of living that has characterized the year. Gemini's ruler, Mercury, the cosmic messenger, is in an opportunity aspect to the cluster of outer planets at the end of Capricorn, expansive Jupiter, structure-loving Saturn, and unavoidable change agent, Pluto. This aspect carries a number of potentials. It's a two-way street, with the information flow and sorting bringing clarity about the profound change we've been undergoing and, from the other direction, restructured conditions assisting minds and conversations in the process of sorting and letting go. Huge revelations about power and abuses are probable, especially involving authority figures and institutions, especially involving crime and corruption. Watch also for the presence of clear-eyed strategies for fighting without taking up arms, possibly coming through powerful women, with Mercury conjunct Juno, protector of marriage and commitments, and exactly sextile intellectual warrior goddess Pallas Athena. As easy as it is to see these potentials in the collective, do not assume you are immune. All of these potentials are playing out in individual lives as well. If the personal potentials don't jump out at you, reflect on this year of change and how your attitudes have evolved. What stories, what lines of thought, and what usual conversation topics no longer fit. Some of what this eclipse stirs is less than comfortable. Grappling with it is productive, however. The moon is in a semi-sextile to quick-change artist Uranus, an aspect that promotes growth and ultimately something valuable, though the process is irritating and requires a lot of attention before it lets up. Pay attention to the little annoyances that won't shut up. Dealing with them will clear your mind for the mindset reboot coming with December's Sagittarius New Moon solar eclipse and for the revised way of being developing next year. Learn more about this eclipse family in my talk on the Gemini-Sagittarius eclipses of 2020 and 2021. I'll announce when it is scheduled in my mailing list, which you can sign up for at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can also listen to my weekly podcasts and book a session with me. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. I host lots of lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. There's a lot of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I am really grateful to the people who are supporting my work there. I post on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at The Professional Aquarian Channel.